read this short little story for CTKers. You'll probably hear it again on Sunday, either this Sunday morning or another Sunday morning. I like it. Writer Oscar Schisgal, I'm glad I don't have to say that name very often, tells of how, as a young man, he went into a park to think through an important personal issue. He had been engaged for 4 years, but didn't dare to marry. He had no steady source of income. Besides, he and his fiancée had dreamed of living in Europe. How could they move so far away with no certainty of income? And just then he looked up and saw a squirrel leap from one tree to another. He seemed to be aiming at a branch so high that the jump looked like suicide. He missed the branch, but landed safely on a lower branch, and then he made his way up the tree. An old man sitting on the bench said, funny, I've seen hundreds of them jump like that, especially when there are dogs around and they can't come down to the ground. A lot of them miss, but I've never seen any hurt in trying. Then he chuckled, I guess I've got to risk it if they don't want to spend the rest of their lives in one tree. Schisgal thought, a squirrel takes a chance. Have I less faith than a squirrel? And his fiancée married, sailed for Europe, and as he worked hard at writing, the money began to come in, providing for their needs. He said, since then, when he has had to choose between risking a new venture or hanging back, he can hear the little old man on a park bench saying, they got to risk it if they don't want to spend their whole lives in that one tree. The scripture that Bracken read talked about not causing little ones to stumble. This is from Matthew 18, talking about life in the kingdom. At first, the disciples came to Jesus saying, who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And so Jesus called a little child to himself and stood him in their midst and said, truly I say to you, unless you change, you turn and become like little children, you shall not explore the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it is better for him that a heavy millstone be hung around his neck, that he be drowned in the depth of the sea. What's Jesus talking about? In what way do you make a little one stumble? He said, and whoever causes one of these little ones who believe. He said, whoever then humbles himself as this little one. To believe like a little child is an act of humility because you're not concerned about looking foolish in the eyes of other people. When I find people who believe for things and they fall on their face in the process, I'm really proud of them. The issue is if I know their heart, they're going after it. The end of the story really usually almost always is never over when it all seems to have come to an end because God is still working. He never sleeps nor slumbers. But I'm proud of them for going for it. That's the heart of a little child. And so many of us live in one tree because we won't dare to jump, afraid we might look silly or what if we get it wrong. It's not about you. Your reputation's not at stake. We believe and go for it in His name. And we're told in John 5 that when you believe and go for it, you receive glory from God because you're more concerned about His pleasure than we are about man's pleasure. I was talking to somebody recently who was referencing sort of an excuse for their tendency to be cynical, that they were in a service one time and a prophetic person, he's really well known many years ago, really well known now, gave a prophetic word about something. That was a significant word, that a child was going to live who's sick, was going to have a voice in the nations, and the child died. And this person had been so offended, he said, I could never get a word. I would never receive anything from that person ever again. Interesting thing is the children's grandparents weren't offended at all. They were just grateful that the person went for it. Their relationship with Christ was strong enough to survive that. And those who aren't, their relationship with Jesus needs to be shored up. We can't use the excuse of others' failures and even in our past and people going for it and all that kind of nonsense to excuse us living in one tree because it's safe and nobody will get hurt. We've got to believe. We've got to go for it. We can't have just what we want. But if we've concluded that what we want, what we desire, he said that if we would delight in him, he would give us the desires of our hearts, didn't he? And so at some point we have to go for believing what the word says clearly with those things that are, I'm yielded and take risk. Because he said it's a little child who humbles himself enough to believe that gets to explore all the kingdom. I don't want to see him face to face one day and then him to give me a panoramic view at the judgment seat of Christ and say, this was all the kingdom that you never explored because you were afraid to believe. Wow. Because on that this side of it, I don't get any other shots at it. They're actually, the dangerous people aren't the ones who go for it and miss it. The dangerous people are the ones who cause those who are like little children in their faith, causes them to stumble. Those are the ones, Jesus says, he'll deal with. Because it's better that they had a millstone hung around their neck than to have made someone with the faith of a little child to stumble. We've talked about this before. Only the expectant give birth to anything. Not the protected or the protectant. Don't spend your life in the boat wondering what it would have been like to have walked on water. Don't spend your life in one tree wondering if you'd have dared to jump, if the acorns might taste better in that tree than the one you've lived in all your life because it's safe. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.